We're ready to get the higher education committee underway, and I'm going to ask the administrative assistant to call the roll. We need to be pretty snappy because I have it on good information. My wife's going to be here in a minute, so let's get it done. So please call the roll.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Sipplin.
Here.
Senator Lynn. Senator Negron.
Yes.
Senator Sachs. Quorum present.
Thank you. Let's go to tab one. We're going to hear a bill about fire safety by Senator Wise. The tab is, as I said, one. It's Senate Bill 534. Senator Wise.
Thank you. This is a five-hour presentation.
Thank you, Senator Wise. We'll TP it. Or I'll give you a blue card later.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This promotes efficiency and saves the state and the local fire officials about $1.3 million in three ways. It eliminates the second annual inspection of facilities in the K-12 community colleges. It clarifies who is responsible for the fire safety inspections of charter schools. It eliminates a statewide report that is not used, but is a huge workload for everyone involved, including the local fire officials, schools, and state fire marshal. The bill eliminates the special state fire safety inspector classification because the training is not sufficient these days. It's only 120 hours. The new requirement is 200 hours plus passage of an exam. There is a grandfather clause that allows current inspectors 2 years to meet their standard. There are less than 40 of these special licensed statewide in schools and colleges, and they have agreed to upgrade the new standard, and that's the bill.
Okay. Thank you. I have a question about on these. We occasionally hear one of my constituents, I'm sure you've heard the same thing about a fire inspector that comes out, perhaps a local person in some area, and can literally hold your operation. Does this bill address that sort of thing? I know you said that there'd be 40 of them certified.
Well, there's this is for the community colleges and the K-12 program. The when you start dealing with the daycare, that's a whole, you know, it's just unbelievable sometimes. But there's some speakers here who could answer
those
kind of questions.
All right, great. Any questions for the sponsor of the bill? Hearing none, we'll go over to public testimony. Let's hear from, Chris Tanner?
Yes, sir. The State Fire Marshal lays in support.
Okay. Nice tie, Chris. Okay. Susan Lear? Okay, good. Edward Woodruff with Fire Safety, St. Petersburg College.
St. Petersburg College waves in support.
Okay, good. Tracy Steen with the State College of Florida. Manatee, Sarasota.
Right. State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota also waves in support.
Okay. All righty. Do we have any debate on this? Hearing no debate, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I waive my close.
Okay. Having waived his close, the administrative assistant will please call the roll on Senate Bill 534.
Senator Lynn, Senator Negron.
Yes.
Senator Sachs, Senator Sipplin.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. And by your unanimously.
Okay. Unanimously. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, members, let's move to tab two. We have several appointments that we need to get done here with the university boards of trustees. And so let's go down the list. How do you want to handle this, Lou?
Just go down the list.
Motion on each of these.
Oh, I see. We need a separate motion for each one of them. Okay, I need them. We have a man by the name of Tori L. Alston. And if you are here, please acknowledge that you're here, and we'd like to say hello and hear from you if you want to speak. Okay. Tori L. Alston, I need a motion to recommend the appointment to the board. Thank you, Senator Sipplin. Let's call the roll on Tori L. Alston.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the appointment is recommended. Florida A&M University, Richard A. Dent. Is Mr. Dent here?
I'd move it.
Okay. Senator Sipplin moves. Moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant will call the roll for Richard A. Dent.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the appointment of Richard Dent is approved, is recommended. Florida A&M University, Spurgeon W. McWilliams. Need a motion?
I move it.
Is Mr. McWilliams here?
No.
Okay. Senator Sipplin moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Spurgeon W. McWilliams is recommended. Let's go Florida A&M University, Carl E. White. Senator Lynn moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Carl E. White is recommended for Florida A&M University. Florida Atlantic University, Robert J. Stilley.
Move it.
Senator Sipplin moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. Call the roll, Madam Administrative Assistant.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Robert J. Stilley appointment is recommended. Florida Atlantic University, Paul C. Tanner. Mr. Tanner? No? Senator Sipplin makes the recommendation. Do I hear an objection? Hearing no objection, show the motion adopted. Madam Administrative Assistant, if you'll please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, let's see, was I on Paul C. Tanner? Oh, yeah. Paul Tanner is, appointment is recommended for Florida Atlantic University. Florida State University, Edward Burr. Aaron Burr. Isn't he dead? I need a motion to recommend Edward E. Burr to the board. Senator Sipplin moves recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. By your vote, Edward Burr is recommended for Florida State. Florida Gulf Coast University, Joseph A. Caddy. Okay. Senator Sipplin moves a recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. Call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Joe Caddy's appointment is recommended. Let's go to Gulf Coast University, Robert A. Wells. Okay. Senator Sipplin moves recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the appointment of Robert A. Wells is recommended. Florida International University, Albert R. Maury. I need a motion.
Move it.
Senator Sipplin moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. Call the roll, Madam Administrative Assistant.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Albert Maury is recommended. New College of Florida, Audrey R. Coleman.
Move it.
Senator Sipplin moves the recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Audrey R. Coleman is recommended. Isn't that the one I hit? Or did I?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm down to Mary. New College of Florida, Mary Ruiz. I need a motion. Senator Sipplin moves a recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. Call the roll, Madam Administrative Assistant.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Sipplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Mary Ruiz is recommended. University of South Florida, Stephanie E. Goforth. I need a motion.
Move it.
Senator Sipplin moves a recommendation without objection. Show the motion adopted. The administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, the appointee is recommended. University of South Florida, Lewis S. Sacco.
Move it.
Senator Siplin moves the recommendation. Without objection, show the motion adopted. Call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
By your vote, Mr. Sacco is recommended. We go to the University of West Florida. John Mortimer O'Sullivan III. I wish he was here. Yeah. Anyway, Senator Siplin moves a recommendation. Without objection, show the motion adopted. Madam Administrative Assistant, if you'll please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, Mr. O'Sullivan III is recommended. Members, our final agenda item is a presentation by St. Leo University President Arthur Kirk. And President Kirk, you're recognized. I know the earlier in the committee it's been spellbinding as far as its interest. So no pressure here to liven things up.
Mr.
President.
If I could be shown in the affirmative for Senate Bill 534.
Okay. Without objection, show that on the record. Mr. President, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. As noted, I am president of St. Leo University, and I also proudly serve as president of the Florida Association of Colleges and Universities. I am not here today to talk about higher education today or tomorrow or next year in Florida, but take a much longer term view of higher education in Florida. The Florida Association of Colleges and Universities is an organization that brings together our state college system, our state university system, and all of the independent college and universities, ICUF schools as well. We are here basically representing over 1.25 million students from around the state. Our mission is to define and articulate a vision of higher education in Florida and to serve as a voice for the common interests of all of our member institutions, the people of Florida, and our students. In that regard, we have developed a vision for Florida higher education for 2020, and it's a vision that speaks to the issue of access, dependable funding for the sectors, measurable funding strategies addressing access, affordability, quality, and accountability, multi-sector autonomy and collaboration, easy articulation and transfer for students throughout the sectors, very importantly, a sufficient talent base for a robust state economy that we ensure that for the state. Government leaders and the general public seeing higher education as an investment in the state and not as solely an expense. And students learn all of life's lessons, not
Mr.
just
President,
about
let
skills.
Me ask you a question as we kind of go along, and certainly other senators have questions as we go along. One of the things that I guess that you all cherish and is a kind of a two-edged sword is you don't take a lot of government money. You are, in fact, a private university, and you have a lot of, freedom with that, because
that is correct.
People like the Florida legislature are not getting in your business, and the board of governors and so forth. But with that, you probably need to have an arm's length distance with government funding, I would suppose, to have that freedom. How do you see that kind of a dilemma? You probably came into that kind of a situation. One thing is we need funds, and the other thing is we need to have our independence. So
I'm not here to advocate for funding, but your point is well taken. I actually began my career in public higher education in New Jersey. I've been in a community college. I've worked for a regional state university as well as private higher education. With our freedom from a great deal of government funding and any real direct funding for an independent institution. Yes, there is autonomy, but we still see ourselves working very much for the public good. We are private institutions, but working for public good.
Okay.
And frankly, from having that experience within public universities and community colleges, I would advocate greater autonomy for those institutions as well.
Okay. Continue.
Over the last decade or so, there have been numerous studies of higher education in Florida and its impact on our economy. On the bottom of this slide, I've referenced a number of them. Going through all of those various studies, there were common points from each and every one. The impact of higher education on a changing economy and the changing economy's impact on Florida, the primacy of talent development to develop a robust economy wherever you are, requiring access, greater access to higher education for all of Florida's citizens, a greater emphasis on quality, that there is a lack of alignment within the higher education sectors with Florida's emerging needs, and we have to create better alignment. Higher education as an investment, again, the need for higher education to be more accountable for results, and a need for greater coordination and different approaches to governance so that we can all serve Florida's needs as effectively as possible. These, again, are the conclusions of numerous studies commissioned by the Chamber, the Committee of 100, by the Board of Governors and others, and they're unanimous in on these points. I'm going to cover some of these points, the primacy of talent development. I think we all know that the economy today and the economy tomorrow is dependent upon having a deep pool of the right kind of talent. And that's what higher education has got to produce for the state of Florida. But it's going to need the full cooperation and support of government to provide that.
Here again to interrupt you, are you moving as an organization to provide the quote-unquote right talent? And how are you projecting into the future what kind of jobs and professions and so forth will be out there, and your institutions collectively are trying to fill those kinds of?
I think collectively and individually, I can say as president of the Florida Association of Colleges and Universities that every university and college within the state is focused on this issue. I can speak obviously in much greater detail about St. Leo University. We've begun minors in engineering. We will approve a computer science major. We are making highly expensive renovations to our science laboratories and increasing our science faculty to address this very issue.
Yeah, well, it was been the kind of the general consensus of this committee that many times some of our universities at the University of Florida State, sometimes the number one graduate is a graduate in psychology, you know, with bachelor's of science in psychology, and that's not helping us to fill those. Now I guess the dilemma comes, and how do you get those young people or the non-traditional student for that matter to take those areas perhaps that are going to be where the jobs are going to be tomorrow, not what is, I don't know, that maybe they don't have a direction at 20 years old or 21, but the jobs are going to come at in 5 years or 10 years from the time they enter school.
It's unarguable that there is a lack of alignment between enrollments and the kinds of degrees and jobs that are going to build the economy of the state. One hopes, and I think one can make a very strong argument, that a good grounding in the liberal arts and sciences can prepare someone for a multitude of jobs and a high degree of flexibility. If they have the strong communication skills, computational skills, critical thinking skills, and so forth. A lot of the generals are generalists. I have a general. We do a lot of military higher education at St. Leo all around the country. I have a retired three-star general on my board of trustees, and he has a PhD in English literature from Princeton. Mm-hmm. So he was a pretty effective leader of the armed forces with a specialization in poetry. It can be done.
It's a beautiful game battle plan.
Yes, poetic, I think. But so it can be done, but yes, there has to be better alignment. There is no doubt. And it's a challenge because the job market moves more rapidly, frankly, than we can. We need 4 and 5 year lead times to develop a new bachelor's degree. 5 year lead times, probably the absolute minimum to develop a new bachelor's degree for an emerging field. And as the economy changes, we have to become more agile.
Okay.
But I think our institutions are working hard to do that. And here's that lack of alignment and some data that I think disturb all of us. Out of every 100 Florida high school students, only 76 will graduate from high school, only 51 will attend college, and only 32 will earn a bachelor's degree in 6 years. And whether it's in psychology or engineering or computer science, that's not going to get the job done. We have to get all of those other numbers up. We have to have greater success at the high schools, more entering college, and more staying on the path to a higher education. And again, I can tell you without a doubt from our discussions that at the college level, the state college, state university, and the ICUF level, we're working hard on those retention issues. But if they don't graduate from high school, there's not much we can do. So that's a problem the state has to solve. And again, many of the graduates are not aligned with the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics disciplines that are really the foundation for most of the jobs of the future. But again, I think many of our schools are responding as best they can in those kinds of disciplines. And we're responding in others. We have a new major in logistics, and we have a new program in project management that we're actually doing for Northrop Grumman in their shipbuilding and so forth. So we are altering our mix of majors to respond to the demands of the economy. But only half of the STEM graduates stay in Florida for more than 8 years. If the jobs aren't here, we're not going to keep those graduates. And many of the people in those disciplines are rapidly approaching retirement age. So it's a dual problem. We have to replace them as well as build the absolute numbers. And that's critical to all of our future. The formula for success, based on those reports and I think some very good minds representing all of our institutions and sectors, greater access, more emphasis on quality, the alignment with the state needs, state investment, accountability, and very importantly, a strategic master plan. Looking out to 2020, this is not going to get done this year or next, and a governance mechanism that truly works. Access, I've talked about a little, but we have, I think you know, a relatively small amount of need-based aid, and the demographics that are growing most rapidly are most likely to need that need-based aid as we look down the road. That's something we have to address if we're going to fill those pipelines.
Well, let me interrupt you about that. Having representing a university that has allegiance to the Catholic Church, and let's say Florida Southern with the Methodist Church, is there anything any impediment that, let's say, Rawlings, perhaps? Rawlings is not a church association.
No, it's not.
In other words, is there something that you can't do representing St. Leo that perhaps Rawlings can do since they don't have a religious affiliation, or Florida Southern with the Methodist Church?
I don't really think so. When we talk to our people about what it means to be a Catholic university, what we talk about is we teach people because we're Catholic, not because they're Catholic. We are in parts of the state. We partner with North Florida Community College. There aren't a lot of Catholics up there.
You partner with who now?
North Florida Community College.
Is that woman still here? No, aren't they now? What are they now?
I don't know. I can't keep up with all the names.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
What, aren't they the Florida State College now? No, that's not North Florida.
That's
okay. State College of Florida, is that what they are?
No.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're the State College of Florida. No, that's Manatee. And anyway, we'll find out the name of that school if it's a lesson.
Well, we're also in Lake City, and I think they're Gateway.
Yeah, Gateway. Absolutely.
State College now, but you know, these are not areas with a high concentration of Roman Catholics, but that doesn't matter. We have people there that need access, and we have the ability to provide that access, and that's why we go and do that and partner very effectively with them. I don't see any limitations in that regard at all for my institution or for Florida Southern or okay. any of the other religiously based institutions.
Okay. The name of the school is the Florida State College at Jacksonville now.
That's a different one still.
Yeah, and that's very confusing because my son goes to Jacksonville University. So, questions or comments for President Kirk? Anything? Well, thank you for your presentation. It's well taken. That we have we consider the private institutions and a very vital part of our university overall higher education system, and we want to support you in whatever way we can based on our as they say, limited funds. But
I understand and I appreciate that, and I want you to know how effectively not only the independent colleges but the state college system and the state university system is working together. We're all working together on behalf of Florida and committed to make our future brighter and our economy stronger.
Well said, President.
Thank you.
Okay. Members are a final. Oh, let's see. I don't think we have any other business, anything for the good of the order. If not, Senator Sachs moves we rise.
Yes,
we're not going to have a
meeting. It's still North Florida College.
Oh, I'm sorry. North Florida. Well, that's not what she put on her list.
I told them North Florida College.
Pull that out and show them.
They were from different.
Oh, that's different places?
Yeah.
That's not.